Hello, dear friends. This is Paul Scharf, Church Ministries representative for the Friends of Israel Gospel Ministry. I'm coming to you today with another installment, this time a short video installment, in our ongoing online Bible study on prophetic lessons from the coronavirus crisis. This crisis isn't going anywhere, is it? We just keep pulling out that telescope, if you've heard me talk about that in previous recordings, just more and more things coming out of this crisis, adding to it, extending it in different ways and over a longer period of time. And the issue of the coronavirus itself, obviously still very much at the front of people's minds in a way that I don't think we really thought it might be back in March, and yet here we are. So this is actually our 19th installment in this series. Some of those are videos like this one. Most of them are multimedia based videos where you watch the slides and hear me talk. And there's a couple that are more introductory in nature. And if you watched my most recent lesson before this one, we finished lesson 4 and talking about the pestilence that Jesus spoke of in the Gospels, and that we come across also in the book of Revelation, thinking about how the coronavirus is a visual aid of that forthcoming pestilence. And you might say, well, Paul, we've had 17 lessons so far, and they're all introduction. Well, it's not really introduction. We're laying the foundation, and we're getting properly prepared, I trust, I hope, to understand these things biblically in context, literally. But now we're really turning a corner and we're going to get right into the details and the issues of the coronavirus crisis and how it pictures future events and illustrates them for us in our day, and how we need biblical wisdom to understand this crisis. And we can learn, just as we can learn from the past, those saints who've lived before, we can learn from events in the Hebrew Bible, what people have done in history, in a different time, different place, but there's principles of wisdom, how they lived godly lives in their circumstances that we can apply to ourselves today. We can do the same thing in the future. We can look ahead and see what God desires, demands of people in the future, and apply that back to our time when we study the prophetic scriptures in the same way that we study the historical portions of scripture. And we can learn from these things, and that's what we want to do. We want to understand how to deal with this coronavirus crisis. So as we move into lesson 5, it's going to be entitled The Ascension to Absolute Authority. And we're going to see how things have transpired in the last 6 months that really illustrate for us some aspects, notice I said some aspects, of the behavior of the coming Antichrist. And I think we have seen some lessons in these last few months that give us insight into how the Antichrist will operate. Now I want to be very careful to say none of the illustrations of the Antichrist that I'm going to point us to, I'm not accusing them of being the Antichrist. I'm not saying they're in any way like the Antichrist in any way except on the specific point of comparison that I make. All right, so I want to be very careful about that. I'm not predicting who the Antichrist is either. By the way, I think it's probably going to be someone that you or I have never heard of and couldn't predict. But the people that I'm going to point to as illustrating one or more aspects of the behavior of the Antichrist, that's the only connection I'm making. It's the only comparison I'm making. Now, it's still not necessarily a favorable comparison, but I want to be a fair comparison. I want to see how it illustrates for us things that the Bible talks about that will happen in this future world ruler, this leader who will literally take command of the world militarily the Roman prince who is to come and oversee the revived Roman Empire as it's administered, I believe, most likely through 10 regions that will span the entire globe. Now, we're going to see in the next lessons, in the next installments, under Lesson 5, which is on the ascension to absolute authority, we're going to see how the Antichrist is going to be opportunistic. He's not going to let a crisis go to waste, to reference a popularly known statement. He's going to come to power really quite rapidly, quite suddenly, and he's going to exercise strict authoritarian rule. Now, have we seen anything like this in the last 6 months? I believe we have. We have seen, and this will be illustrated through snapshots and headlines that I'll bring to you within the slides within these lessons. But we have seen people in the last few months that you had never previously heard of. Mayors, governors, bureaucrats, politicians, various types of public leaders, governmental leaders. You'd never heard of them before. All of a sudden, they basically had a national daily television show. And they assumed a place of authority where they simply told all of us, or as the case may be, all of the people in their state or their city or what have you, this is what you need to do. This is how we fight coronavirus. Now, some of those statements turned out not to be always quite true and accurate, but they were very bold in proclaiming them. And some of these people just literally almost came out of nowhere and were suddenly under the brightest of lights on the biggest of stages and given an opportunity to speak to the nation. And I think that we can learn some principles from this. They illustrate some things about how the Antichrist will rise to power. The Antichrist, I believe, will come to power very, very quickly. Now, why do I say that? We'll get into that in the lesson. I believe, though, that the tribulation, I believe personally, the tribulation will begin very shortly after the rapture. I don't think there will be a long period of time between the rapture, which, you know, does not technically begin the tribulation. It technically ends the church age. The tribulation begins with an event that is described in Daniel chapter 9, verse 27. It's the signing, the confirmation of a covenant between Antichrist and Israel. I think that's going to happen very quickly. The tribulation is going to begin very shortly after the rapture. Now, if that's the case, then the Antichrist has to come into that place of prominence very quickly. I think we've seen an illustration of how that can happen. We'll dive deeper into that in our lesson. Daniel says in chapter 7 and verse 25 that the Antichrist is going to speak pompous words against the Most High, and he shall persecute the saints of the Most High and shall intend to change times and law. Then the saints shall be given into his hand for a time and times and half a time. He wants to change times and law. He wants to institute a new social contract. Have you heard that recently? A new world order. Literally, globally, new world order. Change the times. Change the laws. We're going to think about these things and how we have and are seeing them being illustrated before us. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, the Apostle Paul says that when the restrainer, and I believe that's the Holy Spirit working through the church indwelling all Christians specifically, as he does during this church age, when he is taken out of the way, 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 7, then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. But he's going to be revealed. He's going to come and fill this spiritual, this leadership vacuum suddenly and quickly, rising to power, taking an authoritarian stand over the kingdoms of the world divided into 10 regions. Now you think about those things, consider them, consider what I say, search the scriptures and see whether these things are so, and then we're going to come back together and we're going to look at specific illustrations of how we have seen events unfold during the coronavirus crisis that might give us more insight into how this could happen. And again, we can also learn as we search the scriptures from this vantage point, how do we apply those scriptures to have wisdom for how we live in this time. Please join me then. Thanks for being with me for this quick update as we just keep the ball rolling and advance our series forward. And it's going to get very interesting very quickly. Please stay with us. God bless you.